Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call.
222-2222.
Bill's Club. Welcome back to TMA, and it is presented to you by Brown and Crouppen. It's the 8 o'clock hour, even though it just turned 9. So, Doug, what do we do?
It's going to be a short hour, I guess, this one. Half hour.
We just need email for the third, right?
That's right.
We have so many important topics.
Thank you.
And it's so important that we get our opinions out there to inform the masses.
Thank you for saying it.
We did go an hour, 45 minutes, and I honestly can't remember much about it.
Jackson, how are the show notes looking?
I think was the big thing.
Robust.
Asparagus. Is that what the name of the title is?
Scatter from the Scat was in the title.
Scatter from the Scat.
Felt right.
Well, we did it right.
Got to feel good about it.
I don't.
I hear whistles.
You hear whistles?
I hear some.
I'm typing.
I hear whistles. It's Pat Summer.
Typing.
What are you typing?
I just send library times every day, so I always like to type them out, and it just kind of... Penning an email, Doug. Do you like that term?
No, you don't like that. Penning anything. You're typing.
What about when somebody breaks their silence? What about when somebody takes to social media?
Takes to social media.
Or bops down to KC.
That's a word.
It is a word, yeah.
Bop.
Yeah, it sure is.
Scat. Shuffle.
Nice. Those are all words.
Mm-hmm. It's fun with wordplay is what we're doing right now. Just various words we've heard from time to time.
Doug, Cardinals and Dodgers open up the season tomorrow.
Oh.
Blues and Flames going on tomorrow. Illinois playing late.
Yeah, it's almost Friday morning they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
In Boston, Brad Underwood said yesterday he's going to be taking a nap during the day. Get ready for it. The forecast in Los Angeles, kind of surprising. Temperatures in the upper 60s, clear. And then winds blowing out to center field at 10 to 15 miles an hour.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
Well, our hurlers have been known to give up a few bombs. Dodgers have a big lineup. But at least while Victor Scott chasing down those fly balls in center field, said he's going to start opening day.
How great is that for the prime ministers?
Well, it's great if he produces. If he's just a defensive center fielder, it's not so great, but... Yeah, I'm glad that he got in there. I always like having a Cardinal player on my fantasy team just to make
maybe
watching
like
the games.
Maybe you'd like to make a deal with the Southside Seaman.
Well, what do you got?
Lots.
Zeke Dotem already offered me a trade.
Was it reasonable?
No, it was a catcher, and I've got three of those already. I guess he didn't look at my roster.
I was shocked, but very surprised and happy that the Cardinal did that. Didn't think they were going to go that route.
Yeah.
They said Carlson, it's going to be weeks, not months, when that's a quote.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gould had that. And that's, I was surprised that they're calling him up for maybe a month, but you never know.
He'll have to produce or he'll go back down with three guys ready to come off the injury list soon. Edmund, Nootbaar, Carlson are all, as you said, weeks away. So if Scott doesn't produce, I'm sure he'll go back down.
It was an absolute lock from my standpoint that once the Carlson thing happened, that he was going to be called up because the only guy who can play center field on the active roster is Ciani.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't go into a game with one guy who can play center field.
Yeah.
Now that changes when, as you made reference to, guys start coming back. I don't think it's going to be Carlson who comes back, though. I think it's going to be probably Edmund before.
Or Nootbaar, I think they say is the closest. Yeah. And they've got him penciled in for left field.
So
that might not affect Scott.
At least it gives him a chance to, he gets the opportunity.
Yeah.
God bless. See, can't wait to watch it. I am looking forward to watching him play.
I am too.
And Mason Wynn, you're going to have speed at the top of the order. Well, I don't know where they'll put him. I don't know if they'll put him.
Late in spring training, they had him batting like seventh. Or
right. Eight. So I wonder if they'll do that. So it's going to be a light-hitting, speedy portion of the lineup down there at the bottom with Wynn and Scott. But he's going to be the starting center fielder. He goes from heading to Memphis to the starting center fielder against the highest payroll, most glamorous baseball team since like the Yankees era.
Well, he could be the next Harrison Bader. We're full of speed, great defensively, doesn't hit a lot. That could be who he is. Or he might be the next Vince Coleman.
Yes.
Who gets on base and steals every time he gets on and really lights up an offense.
Somebody wants the reaction of the Plowhawk to Little Tommy Tribbins to Battlehawks Night, which is Monday, May 22nd. Buy a theme ticket and you receive a Battlehawk/Cardinals cap. Doug and Little Tommy Tribbins says his plow take gotten a chance to opine on this Cardinals promo night release, specifically Battlehawks Night, which will undoubtedly be the highest gathering of BMIs in Missouri history.
Oh, it could be.
At least it's a St. Louis team partnering with another St. Louis team and not a Kansas City team. So I think if I had to compare, I at least appreciate them trying to hype up a team in the city.
What if they would have partnered with the Chiefs?
Would have been a take. There would have been a couple takes. I think it's funny. There's always I actually like the theme night that the Cardinals do. I don't love the bobbleheads. I think they're kind of a gimmicky thing, but I think the theme nights are fun. The Star Wars, you have
people love the bobbleheads. They love those things.
Mm-hmm.
You don't? You don't like the bobbleheads?
What? I don't know if I understand them all that much.
Yeah.
I don't understand the resale value of them either, but apparently they're hundreds of dollars per, so.
Tim's got one sitting right in front of him.
Yeah.
What do I got here?
Bill James.
Oh, LaRusso.
And LaRusso, too. Yeah.
It's an R4. And there's Bill James. You're right.
Yeah. The people love those stupid things. I got a whole bunch of them at home. I don't know what to do with them.
Well, I know what to do with this. Doug, it's draw names from the boxes from Texas Children's Golf Tournament. Featuring Scottie Scheffler and Wyndham Clark somehow.
Okay.
It is time for the Mungin Ass Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown.
Okay.
Yeah, Doug, it's so top heavy this week that I had to get a 5,300 in my lineup.
Okay, who'd you pick?
Adam Long.
Yes! Okay. Sponsor's exemption. A. Long. Doug, he's going to ship it. He's plus 40,000. Throw 100 on it.
Okay. I'll just pick a name out here at random. Billy Horschel. Billy Horschel.
Do you feel like he's trending? Did he T12 this past week at the Valspar?
Any idea what he did?
I'm playing better lately. If I can get this guy 7,000, I'll do it every time. Because he hasn't missed a cut. I don't know how long. Hubbard.
Hubbard.
Homeless Hubs is his name on Twitter.
Okay, he's homeless?
I don't know. That's his Twitter handle.
You must not be winning much for a professional golfer to be homeless.
He's making cuts.
Okay.
Hold on a second, Doug. Hey, morons. On March 12th, 2024, segment two, at the 39-minute and 45-second mark, you all discussed asparagus making pea smell, and more than one of you sounded surprised.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll put the end of that. We'll just go ahead and say you're right. So I did it. I had no idea. I had no idea it smelled like that. I'm the one.
Can we get off the topic, please?
Yeah, the fact that you have the minute marker and things, like, I don't know if that's a diss on us, but certainly backfire.
I just admit it was me. I have no clue it smelled. I apologize. Let's move on.
Okay. I just picked Jason Day.
That's a pretty nice pick.
Okay, that's who I picked.
What do you think about his baggy pants?
I don't think about his baggy pants or asparagus.
Guy that screwed me last week, Doug, and I don't think he'll screw me twice in a row. Aaron Rye.
Two gloves.
Rye. Spell Rye again for me.
R-A-I.
R-A-I. I don't like that. I don't like the spelling.
I'd like to spell it R-Y-E.
I just don't. R-I. Yeah, R-I would be fine. Doug Jim.
Do you pronounce it Jim or Gim?
I don't know.
Gim. As in, no such thing as a Gim me for him.
Doug Gim. Okay.
8,900. Steven Yeager, ball striker.
Yeah, they're all ball strikers. We've been through this. Steven Yeager. Who did I get? I got K.H. Lee.
Oh, you got him.
Shot sculptor.
Was he a right-to-left ball flight guy, but he can play it left-to-right if he needs to?
I'm sure all of them could do it either way if they needed to.
I usually don't play the defending champion, but then it really doesn't count because they didn't play last year, so he's defending his champion from 2022, I believe. Tony Finau.
Tony.
Well, he is the defending champion. He was on a heater when he won this tournament last year. Cooled off since then.
Okay, I've got one. I just picked it. I feel like I got two in my hand. Okay, there's one. Scottie Scheffler.
Oh, Bill. Nice. He's 13,000 this week.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I don't know if I've ever seen anybody 13,000, but the way, Doug, it's you always talk about his shot dispersion.
Yeah, the shot dispersion is what's got me.
You're going to have to can somebody. 13 grand is not going
to I would hold on to Scheffler at all costs.
Yeah, I'll cam. I'll cam. How about K.H. Lee?
Nope, still not going
to. Well, I'll can two
people.
You're
going to need to get rid of a day.
J-Day at 9,500.
Yeah, the baggy pants. That's the thing.
The baggy pants are really starting to annoy me. I'll get rid of Jason Day.
All right, so if you get rid of Jason Day, keep K.H. Lee, it's still going to be tight. 6,500 is your average remaining player salary.
Okay, well, let's see if I get someone. Oh, did Iggy pick? He did. Okay.
Now you got to pick again because you threw one away.
Will Zalatoris.
My God!
This is not going to work. You're not going to have a lineup with Scheffler and then guys in the 10,000.
Okay, well, I'll pick until I get somebody low.
This will be.
A Robert McIntyre.
Bob Mack. Yeah, okay. Okay. You're going to need – there's nobody in that box who's under 65, though, so it's going to be a problem. But I can just give you Grazerman.
Okay, I'll take Grazerman.
Sound terrible.
I like his Grazerman.
In the B flight at a member guest I played
Max
in last year.
Max Grazerman. He withdrew in the Mexico Open with a back injury.
I like him.
And that was the last time he played.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
It's good for me.
I would get rid of Scheffler.
I bet he's plus 100,000.
Is he the lowest on the list?
That's the best you can do given the situation. So you have Doug Gim?
Yeah.
Grazerman.
You got him.
Yeah.
Billy Ho, K.H. Lee, Bobby McIntyre, and Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
It's a good lineup.
All right.
I like this Grazerman.
How's his lineup finished already? And I still got a pick.
Well, because I had to just assign him a player there.
Grazerman.
another guy, Doug, that I like to go to him when they're playing well and they screw me one week and play bad. I think he's coming back. Will Zalatoris.
Oh, yeah. I picked him, too.
Yeah, we threw him away.
Okay. Well, is that it?
That's it. Right.
Okay. Okay, that's exhausting. It doesn't seem like it should be.
But you like your club.
God, I've never played somebody 5,300. I've never even seen anybody that low.
I didn't know it was possible. Yeah. Then again, I didn't know somebody could be 13,000. That's what we got with Scheffler this week.
Who, 5,300? Grazerman?
You wouldn't expect him to be any higher when he doesn't even show up for the events.
Adam Long.
A-Long's 5,300.
Yeah.
And he's only plus 40,000 on Bovada. There are guys who are plus 100,000. I'm sure Grazerman's got him.
You got a 5,300 and a guy who won a tournament. While back.
Put a Benny Franklin on Grazerman. I'm having a feeling.
You think this is his time?
Mm-hmm. I like the way he's swinging right now.
I mean, he withdrew from Mexico, but like he said it was a back injury. I think he was playing so well that he wanted to make sure he was very low odds.
He was saving it for this tourney.
Yeah, he's saving it.
Sharp move.
Yeah,
hey, Longo Biggs. KG and O-Town was communicating with the guys at Longo Biggs this morning. About gins. Longo Biggs, if you were injured in a car accident and you need an attorney, you need the best one you can find. If any of my family or friends are ever injured in an accident, I want them to call Doug Biggs and CeeDee Longo, Longo Biggs Injury Law. For nearly 10 years, Doug Biggs and CeeDee Longo have been recognized as the top 40 under 40 personal injury lawyers by Super Lawyers, the National Academy of Personal Injury Attorneys, and the National Trial Lawyers Association. They are not the churn-and-burn type of law firm. With Doug and CD, you won't be just another file lost in the shuffle. If you have questions about your case, you'll talk to Doug or CD personally, and they will handle every aspect of your case the entire way. They'll get to know you, and you will get to know them. Doug and CD are local, friendly, professional, and most importantly, excellent personal injury lawyers. They're online at longobiggs.com, LONGOBIGGS.com. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements. James Carlton of the Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency is my insurance agent. He's the Plow Auction Insurance Agent. Iggy made the switch to him a couple weeks ago. He's online at carltoninsurance.net. When we talk tournament, James Carlton's a sponsor of Tournament Talk. Your one shining moment is going to carltoninsurance.net today to see how much you can save on car
What are you unpacking now over there?
Doing nothing.
What are you touching?
You've got something that you're crinkling.
I picked up a piece of paper.
ASMR. I can hear that crinkling so much.
Yeah.
The mic must be sensitive. I picked up a piece of thing right here.
And yeah. Piece of thing. Well, that's the title of the segment.
Do it again. It's an ASMR.
The thing my mic sock was in. I just picked it up and.
There it was again.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting hard.
That's a good ASMR, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Your one shining moment is going to carltoninsurance.net today to see how much you can save on car, home, and life insurance. carltoninsurance.net. That's James Carlton. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton, State Farm. I'm a client, and I can't say enough good things about James and his staff in Webster Groves. That's James Carlton of the Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency. Send your emails in for our Design Air heating and cooling email today.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Jackson, you tell me what to do. Do I break now and then we bring in JR and Mark Hanna?
I say we do it now.
Do it now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, they're
outside. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. I'll bring them right in.
All right. Jeremy Rutherford is going to join us to talk about...
Short of Sharon here.
Blues hockey and VGK on Monday, Calgary tomorrow. And...
Working on the chair. Oh, there he is right now, Mark Hanna.
Kind of the liaison.
Hello, Hansie.
Lock his ass out! I had it off! Oh. That with the door open so everybody at Hubbard could hear it.
And there's JR.
Morning, JR.
Morning.
Skate boy skate, eh? Boy skating?
You don't have to try to be quiet. The guy usually sits there and just makes however much noise he wants to make.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Oh, here comes another chair.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, now you have to sit on the chair. Floor.
Darren, basically, he's sitting on the floor right now.
I'll sit down. Did you guys hear Mark go to the bathroom?
Oh, no, we didn't. You had a nice brine stream? Oh.
I had a little boy brine situation.
Oh,
brought to you by Schaefer.
Schaefer Door Company. And that is sponsored now. You missed that sponsorship opportunity. Was that presented to you that you could be the sponsor of somebody pissing next door?
I'm going to have a conversation with the sales staff.
Yeah, you can't be happy about that. JR, here you can have the...
This one has
phone books on it, too, for me, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to see
I'm not Darren Pang. I'm fine here.
Oh, Panger takes a shot. JR, we're taking two-part questions for you, 314-881-TMA5. And I want to see what you think. I mean, Monday night, what do you think?
Well, I think that you couldn't question their effort,
right?
Yeah, and I think that you get into that game, and now I guess it does seem a little low over here, huh? When I'm looking up at Tim, this seems really low.
That's out of line. Don't let him do it. Who's next? Yeah. No one's safe.
And the one thing you didn't want to do in that game is afterwards question the effort and say, where were these guys? And, you know, first two periods weren't great, but I think, you know, when you got to – a guy in the box and a guy hurt, and you can't get into a flow there. And Vegas is a good team, even though they've got a few guys out. So, anyway, I think the effort was there, especially third period. I think they probably got the result that we've seen a lot of times this season, and they're in the spot that we thought they'd probably be in.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, if they were to wind up with about 92 points, I would be like, that was probably a pretty good year, you know, for where your expectations were at the beginning. It's now you look back and you go, God, now that they're 6 points back with Vegas losing, boy, they have to feel like they left one out there last night. They had a big lead going into the third against Nashville, and they wind up picking up a point but losing to the Predators in overtime. And you go, God, those losses to take your pick of the Columbuses and Chicago's and go, God, if they could just have gotten one of those, you feel better about still being alive, even though it still would be tough.
Yeah, and Mark, you probably thought the same thing in real time when they lost to Chicago and Columbus and San Jose. It's like, well, I can picture the last week of the season, you know, down 5 or 6 points, and you're really going to be missing those.
I know that certain franchises try to spin those losses as serving them better later in the season.
Oh, no, the Cardinals took a shot.
Darren Pang, me and the Cardinals. Nobody's safe.
Isn't that what separates the good teams from the bad? Right there. It is those games that are otherwise meaningless that they try to find. You're going to give away some of those. But if you give away four of those over the course of the season, that makes all the difference between a playoff team and not. And that is what I keep on thinking about, that that's the lesson that some of the future leaders on the team need to go through. I want to see them make the playoffs too, but this is an opportunity, number one, as a fan, that it's entertaining. Number two, if this team can, if some of the younger leaders can realize what this means, maybe this is a wake-up call for them for the future. Again, optimistic, but at least this time of year gets to be entertaining.
Yeah, and Tim, that's actually, Mark hits on a point that I talked to 3X Blues for a piece this past week.
Bear I Jackson. Read that. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, Bear
Cam Jackson and Backus. And
David Backus and Cam. Yeah, and talked to them just about, you know, what's more important, making the playoffs or the draft pick? And the point that they made that Mark says, too, is that, you know, in terms of you want to make the playoffs for sure. They voted that above the higher draft pick. But the one thing that they kept pointing out was, hey, listen, these meaningful games down the stretch are important. But also realizing the importance of those games earlier in the regular season that you let go, how important they are so you're not scratching and clawing down the stretch.
Did the credibility of Balloon Party take a hit yesterday when Jackson sincerely, and I thought it was a beautiful thing, asked, because I was pointing out the 11-7 decision that Bannister made, Doug, for the Vegas game, and Jackson asked, did they normally go with a 10-8?
Oh, I heard it.
You heard it.
Yeah,
and as you can imagine, they were not happy in the text inbox.
Well, it's a good thing that you're starting with no credibility with that show, because hey, it can't necessarily take it.
Yeah, the show
knock it off. I thought that was a fair question. I didn't know what the situation was.
No, so I don't think it took
a
hit.
I did a spit take myself.
Did you really when you heard it?
Yeah, came the Gatorade.
Jackson, yeah, why don't you go like 6-14, Jackson?
Oh, that would have been great.
I mean, it seems like you can just throw whatever out there. But everyone like shoots and plays. Like, can we go positionless?
Everyone shoots and plays.
Like
this
Nick Leddy
does know the sport.
Like Nick Leddy had a breakaway, and you know he was kind of dipsy doodling. I know he's a defenseman, but like, yeah, put him up there with a forward, confuse the other team.
Actually, that might be the smartest thing that Jackson's ever said about hockey, because there have been some like, quote unquote experts talk about positionless hockey.
How about that, Jackson? There's a win for you.
I'm saying like the designations for defensemen and forwards doesn't seem to be all that different.
It's blurred a little bit at times.
Oh, yeah. Boy. So why don't we just
Mark's
run
not
20
happy with his boy?
18. Well, the best 18. And you play whatever. Mix it up.
You want Kairu to spend some time on the defense?
Maybe
that would be wonderful. I'd love to see that. Two-parter for JR. What's the offseason look like? A rebuild or some tweaks? And part two for JR and Mark, if your coworker is constantly brought up how you talk too much and are never on time, would you change your behavior or in a fit of Hoosier rage just double down and continue living life as if Lee May were a toddler? Doug, what does that mean?
I don't know that last part.
That's from Arbor Day, who won Texture of the Year last year.
Well, first one, as far as the offseason goes, I'm going to be out at the Ozarks a lot, so yeah, thanks for asking. You know,
oh, wow.
A little fishing.
What are you doing down there?
How about that?
I'll just hang out.
Yeah, hashtag.
You got a tent down there?
No, I actually have a canoe and a teepee.
My gosh,
really?
Look at this
guy. A bit of a wigwam.
So, no, in terms of the offseason, I think, you know, the person asked rebuild or retool, major moves, subtle moves. I think it's going to be a situation where it's Doug's going to do what he can do, what's possible. Like I think he's going to explore the big stuff. I do. I think he's going to look to shake things up significantly, but you just never know if that stuff's going to be viable. But I can't expect in a million years that you're going to see, you know, the majority of this team look the way it did this season. I think that they're going to try to shake up the defense, and I think they're definitely going to have to bring in some new forwards, unless they go positionless. If they do that, then it might just be bringing in new players regardless of where they play on the ice.
Yeah. How do we feel about Bannister going forward? I nominate Chaser for head coach. That's from NARS Lootbarn. Yeah. Kelly Chase, obviously battling a health situation, so not eligible at the moment, I would say. But with regard to Bannister going forward, what do you think on that?
Yeah, I think at this point, it would be tough to say that they're definitely going to bring Drew Bannister back. I don't think that anybody could make that statement. I think that it's obviously going to be up to Doug, and I've said for a few weeks or month that, you know, we don't know who he's talking to. If he has somebody he thinks who can come in and really bring a reputation and some credibility to the job in terms of NHL experience, that he's probably going to go that route. But I've also said that when you're rebuilding and retooling and you're looking for somebody to get you to that next level, a guy who's worked with a lot of these young players, that maybe it is Drew Bannister. So could probably see it going either way, and that's not to ride the fence. I just think that you don't know who Doug's got up his sleeve in terms of who he could bring in.
It'd be fascinating to be in the room on that, because when I look at the roster that they have, I honestly, as a fan, I look at it, how much could any coach change things?
Right. Yeah.
I think the only difference with what the team has done once Bannister came in after Berube, it was a little bit of a refresh, and some of the players that might have been tuning him out maybe woke up a little bit, but then they just went back to doing the same thing all over again, and maybe the effort picked up a little bit, but it's all been incremental. So is he a good coach? Is he not? I don't think this season gives any indication of it, and that's where I think that Armstrong has got – obviously, he's an option, but he's got to look outside. It cannot be a slam dunk that it's – Bannister. That's no slight against Bannister.
Yeah, and how about Kelly Chase, you said? Yeah.
That was what Nars Lootbar said. Chaser coming out. How would that be for you?
That'd be
your
something.
Post-game,
oh, my goodness. That'd be unbelievable. Where do I sign
Molina
that?
Is Molina the manager of the Cardinals, and Chase is the manager, coach of the Blues.
Well, I know you had Chaser in here a few weeks ago, yeah. And I also had an interview with him, and I'll just never forget, you know, sitting at Starbucks, and the one thing he did say, he goes, I'm watching these Blues games, and I think I care more than five of these guys.
Yeah, when I said, I hear you, I said three or four guys don't really care, and he goes, did I limit it to that many? Two-parter. Mark, as a show advertiser, do you get better return on investment when a member of the show audibly crinkles wrappers during your live reads?
There it is now.
Also, JR, if the Blues go with a 10-8 format, will the addition of two defensemen be, Doug, I don't remember this name, Tom Koivisto and Sean Hill. I remember Sean Hill. Yeah. Alan Dadeville.
Yeah, Koivisto and Hill.
Yeah.
I think
Trade
that
from
Koivisto. Yeah. Those guys are not options next year. I think Doug checked with the agents. Like, I know that he always explores those options, and those guys are going to stay retired, so going to look a different direction.
You don't want players that have reached the age where they want to go home after the second period, especially on the West Coast games where they just disappear. They're not on the bench. You don't want that, or in a coach.
We've seen a little bit of that this year.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, Bill. Daddy Padre, as you know, is a member of the Blues.
He isn't.
And he's in the YouTube chat. So this is kind of, I mean, you can use this if you're going to write a column that a member of the Blues says the following. Tough look by Bannister. Cost them the game, in my opinion, especially when your number one center has been dealing with illness all month. Krug actually had a great game, but he even had to take some shifts at wing because of Bannister's decision. They are two top nine forwards away. Snuggerud comes in, and you sign a guy like Stevenson, your playoff team, tweak the defense. That's from inside the Blues room as they get ready to play Calgary tomorrow.
Well, and that's the thing, and I don't want to argue with a Blues Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer,
he's
Ring of Honor, Daddy Padre there. But, hey, my only thing on the 11-7 or whatever Jackson wants to term it there, interest in your guys' opinion here, is the only thing is if you're saying, okay, they needed to go 12-6, regular conventional lineup. You're saying that Zach Bolduc or Sammy Blair, whoever you were going to put in as that extra forward, was going to make the difference. Or rolling the four lines and having Bolduc on that third line was going to make the difference.
Because it is results oriented, because what wound up happening is guys got hurt, and then Shen missed a lot of time, and then Cairo had to serve part of that penalty as well, or the penalty. My question on it is this. It's clearly the most important game of the year. The team, even in the loss to Colorado, had been playing so well. Why mess with what had been working going back to that Boston game? Albeit, I am aware that essentially they went 11-7 in the final period against Minnesota on Saturday.
Yeah, and actually the last 3 weeks they've kind of been cutting down on the third period and playing limited forwards. And obviously they didn't play the extra defenseman. They didn't have it out there. But the thing is, you go to this Perunovic asset management. Like, they're playing him to
That's
get him the extra
thing.
Games.
That's a big thing. I don't know how many people are aware of that. Yeah. It's a huge. Explain to the audience what that is, because this is, if the Cardinals were doing this, all hell would be breaking loose.
Yeah, it's a situation where Scott Perunovic, this offseason, if he gets to 74 career games, which he's getting ready to do, two more games, yeah, I think he has, then the Blues will be able to hang on to his rights. He'll be a restricted free agent. If he doesn't get to that number, he'll be an unrestricted free agent and free to leave. So it behooves the Blues to get him in these last couple games, which they've been trying to do for, you know, the last couple weeks of the season, to get him to that number so they can keep him. Otherwise, he'd be able to, you know, free to walk.
It's a material part of the conversation that I'm certain the vast majority of fans don't know, but I'm sure some do. You've written about it. I know that, and I was listening to Kerber and Vitale on their podcast yesterday, and they talked about it too. But honestly, up until your column yesterday, I was not aware of that.
Yeah, and to your point, and I guess this is why people could get upset by the 11-7, is that they're playing Perunovic when they could just say, okay, you sit in the box, in the press box, and we're going to play Scandella tonight. We'll go 12-6. Scandella's our D, but they want Perunovic in the lineup, so they got to play
right,
a 7.
Right. That's a little... Were you aware of that, honestly?
No, but they must think he's an asset worth hanging on to, or they right. wouldn't play
but,
this
game. But if you're playing a game that essentially determines your postseason fate, and you're messing with it for that, I certainly understand why people would be critical of it. The thing is, I don't think many people would be aware of it.
But if they still have 10 games left, they could have put him in another... Two of those last 10.
That game, essentially, I mean, again, they still could reach it. But, I mean, what percentage would you give them of reaching the postseason, you know, at this point?
6.
Oh, that's high. That's good. That's good.
Oh, I thought the correct answer is always 6.
Always 6. Yeah. I bet Money Puck probably has it at like 3 after Vegas got a point in Nashville. I was kind of counting on Vegas not getting a point last night.
Especially when it was 3-0.
Oh, my God.
4-1.
Yeah. So, alas, it's going to be awfully tough. But the Blues do have a fairly favorable schedule the rest of the way. The issue at this point is Vegas basically has to win like no more than 3 games. And the Blues at that point have to win damn near every game from here on out. Mark, by the way, before we say thank you to you gentlemen, this is from Shrimply Pibbles.
Okay. Love Shrimply Pibbles.
Live read from Mark Hanna incoming. Mark recently sat down with me to discuss some life changes in the Pibbles household. He spent a dedicated hour and a half talking through everything, regardless of whether or not it would impact him financially. He cares about his customers and their well-being. It's such a satisfying feeling to be able to trust someone in such a meaningful way. Thanks, Mark. You're cute. And FYI, I took the job. And then he has a little smiley winking emoji.
Oh,
Doug, do you like that? He's a little smiley winking emoji.
Did you counsel him to take the job or remain unemployed?
You know, I generally encourage unemployment.
Good for you.
You know, seek out a 15-hour-a-week job that you really only have to show up to about 2/3.
Heaven's sakes.
That's like Iggy's job. Were you talking to Iggy? Did he?
Shrimply Pibbles is a separate gentleman. He sends in pictures of his wife quite often. I believe Andy Krupin enjoys counseling Shrimply Pibbles. And also Andy Krupin yesterday representing Iggy in here. In Iggy's negotiation to play golf for free, I think, at the FanPage Club Championship. I think
that was what insists on it.
That was the negotiation. So let me know, Mark, if you want to represent any, if you want to represent Iggy as well.
I'm kind of busy.
Here's so a little bit.
I'm going to pass on that. Thanks, though.
JR, we know you have a podcast to record, and thank you for coming in studio, as always.
Anytime,
Mark,
brother.
Always great to see you. We will close out our 8 o'clock hour at 9:30 and get you ready for the 9 o'clock hour starting at about 9:37 with the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. And then Jackson's got a big balloon party planned. What just happened?
What is
there?
It about that spot on the dais? knock it off down there.
For some reason, there's a door that's covering nothing.
Oh. It sounded like someone fell down the steps.
Iggy's
you
hit that
right?
a few times.
It's okay. A wide berth Wednesday.
We're okay.
So it's going to be huge.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's coming your way at 10 o'clock on 101 ESPN. We'll take a commercial break, come back with more of TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.